So let's review. The daf begins with several activities to avoid, lest it cause chimutz of grain. First, Mazutra says not to add flour from pre-baked grain to a pot of cooked food, just in case the grain was not fully baked and its flour can become chametz. Second, Rabbi Yisus says not to put two kernels of wheat in boiling water because one might get caught inside the other one and become chametz, because it does not get boiled on all four sides. Third, Abai originally says not to burn two stalks of grain together because the juices might come out of one and go into the other, causing it to become chametz. Rava says this is mutter, because the moisture from grain is considered mei peiros, and mei peiros einon machmitzen, fruit juices do not cause chametz. V'hadur be'abaye mahi, ultimately Abai agrees with Rava that it is mutter to burn the stalks together, but not because mei peiros einon machmitzen, because Abai holds that mei peiros can cause chametz. He retracted because kol agav midlahu loy mechamtzi, while liquid is still flowing, it does not cause chametz. Finally, Abaye says that we should not toast grain in a kli that is standing upright, because the juices that stay in the kli will cause chametz. Here too, Rava disagrees because mei peiros einon machmitzen. The Gemara goes on to discuss lasisa, soaking grain. Tanur Rabbanan, ein loisin sa'arim bePesach. We may not soak barley on Pesach. If they were soaked but did not develop any cracks, they're mutter. If they did develop cracks, and according to Rav Chisda, even if they could potentially crack when placed over a barrel of wine, the Tanakama holds their osir, and Rabbi Yisi holds they can be soaked in vinegar to reverse the chimutz process. This was all with regard to barley. What about soaking wheat? Bal nefesh lo yiltos, Rabbah holds a bal nefesh should stay away from soaking wheat. Rav Nachman says it is mutter even for a bal nefesh to soak wheat, which is necessary to get white flour. Rava changed his mind a few times on this issue. Rava originally said, asr l'ltes. It is not just for a bal nefesh to avoid, but completely asr to soak wheat. He later said, mutter l'ltes. It is mutter to soak wheat because the Mishnah says we can use pas nekiyah for matzah, and the only way to get pas nekiyah is by soaking the grain. The Gemara brings a few proofs against this assumption that lasisa is necessary to make pas nekiyah. Hadar amah mitzvah l'ltes. Ultimately, Rava held it is a mitzvah to soak the wheat because there is a requirement of shmira that must begin before the dough is kneaded. Idulei bayi lasisa shmir lamaya. If lasisa is not required, why would shmira be necessary? Even though Rava's proof that shmira has to start earlier is rejected, Rava did not retract and instructed his people who would work with the raw grain in the field to do so l'shem mitzvah. Hahu arva dechiti. A boat carrying grain sank and all the grain became wet. At first, Rava said it is okay to sell it to Nachri before Pesach. When Rava was reminded that the Braisa does not allow selling to a Nachri, a beggar that has hard to find shatness in it because he might turn around and sell it to Yisrael, he changed his ruling. Instead, Rava suggested selling very small quantities to Jews so that they can finish it before Pesach. Tan Rabban, ein meiladen es hakadera bePesach. The Braisa says that flour may not be added to a pot of food unless noisnes akemach v'achakach noisnes achemetz. Vinegar is added immediately after. V'yeshoimim, af noisnes achemetz v'achakach noisnes akemach. Some say that we can first put in the vinegar. The Gemara identifies the Yeshoimim as Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that even vinegar that is already mixed with food speeds up the cooking. We cannot say that the Yeshoimim is Rabbi Yosi, who said that vinegar will reverse the chemetz process, because perhaps Rabbi Yosi only believes vinegar has this power when it is be'en, pure and undiluted, but when already mixed with other ingredients, he would hold that it does not prevent chimutz. Ula holds that we should never add flour to a pot, even if vinegar is added, because lech lech amrina nazira schar schar likama leisikrev. As we advise in Nazir not to even go close to a vineyard, we advise staying away from all potential cases of iser. Zok the Mishnah, a nois nikemach leteich charoises o leteich achardel. This is not our charoises, but a dip of vinegar and water into which all year they would add flour. The Mishnah is teaching that on Pesach, one should not put flour into this charoises or mustard. If it was already done, the Tanakhama says, Yechol miyad, eat it right away before it becomes chametz, but remeyer eiser. Remeyer says you may not eat it at all. The Gemara brings a machlekes amiruam, whether this machlekes about what to do if flour is mixed in applies only to the case of mustard or even to the case of charoises. Rav Kahana holds that if flour went into charoses, both Tanoim would agree it must be burned and not eaten because the vinegar promotes chimitz. Rav Huna Breda Rav Yehuda holds that the machlekes Tanoim applies equally to both cases because the Tanakama holds that vinegar does not promote chimitz to that extent.